Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Let's start the show off this week by welcoming in Katie Daly. She is the head volleyball coach at Santa Margarita Catholic High School. Katie, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us here on Catholic Sports View.
Oh, gosh, no problem. Love it.
Yeah, want to talk some girls volleyball because not only is this the season, but this is the team right now, not only in Orange County, but in Southern California, probably nationwide if we really talked about some of the great volleyball that happens at the prep level. I mean, you've got one of the best teams anywhere right now. It's got to be a lot of fun to be coaching these girls.
Yeah, no, I think we got ranked a little low in the beginning, and I don't look too closely in that, but with a big win last week, I think they're kind of like, well, hey, how about those Eagles? So it's really exciting, and, I'm really proud of these girls for just the couple big wins that we've had and playing together, and yeah.
You mentioned that big win. Of course, that's over Mater Dei, your chief rivals, and, Mater Dei, one of the top programs as well. I guess anytime you beat the Monarchs, that's a good night, right?
It is a healthy competition between us two every year. And we happen to play them all the time in tournaments, too. Actually, we're headed to Arizona for the Nike Tournament of Champions this weekend, and we're three, they're four. So, yeah, it's a healthy competition, and we see them a ton, and it's good volleyball both ways, so.
Yeah, you guys won a CIF championship a year ago, correct? So, why do you think this team didn't get ranked as high?
We had a few players, top-ranked players, leave. But I think that we have definitely had a few players step up into those roles and not be much of a loss for us with those players leaving. So I think, and I'm proud of them for stepping in and it not being that much of a deficit since last year.
Is that a challenge you put on your younger players to be able to be ready at any time to be able to fill in for somebody who may leave or graduate or maybe there's an injury?
Right. Well, we have 11 seniors, so their maturity level, I think they know what's expected of them, and for a few of them, stepping into that role, I think that they were ready. They're ready for the opportunity, and they've taken it and run with it, and then done a great job.
Katie Daly, the girls' volleyball coach at Santa Margarita, joining us this week on Catholic Sports View. The preseason is always big. There's so many tournaments when it comes to volleyball. Is that where your team sort of gets an identity every year in that preseason time?
Yeah, the last couple of years we've traveled to Hawaii and played in the Ann Kane tournament. So it's a good kickstart to the season for, just their bonding and a lot of matches over there. And they had a ton of good teams this year. So, yeah, I would say it was a great kickstart to the season. Just them playing a ton of matches. We got to scrimmage Kamehameha, which is another high school that's great out there. Played just numerous high-level volleyball games, and that was a good start to the season, and it set the bar high.
6 years now, I guess, at Santa Margarita as the head volleyball coach. Are you comfortable with number one where the program's at, and number two, kind of where it's headed now? Is your vision really what you envision your program being? Is that what it is right now?
Yeah, when I stepped in 6 years ago, I think one of my main goals of the program was to have what I had in high school, in my experience, was to play competitively, but to also have fun. And that was one of my main goals for the girls. And I think that the girls, just watching, freshmen, frost off, JV, when they play, and when I get sent pictures of their tournament wins, and, it looks to me as if, they're playing together and having fun and playing for their school. And, club season's a long season, and that's where you, gain a ton of knowledge of the game, you fine-tune, and, our 3 months of high school, it's more of, the jersey on your back and your peers. And I think it's just my vision, 6 years ago, I think it's where it's at now, and I couldn't be more proud of all levels and all the girls.
You mentioned club volleyball. Volleyball is the one sport that hasn't tried to push club away. I think volleyball has really embraced, the club game. There's so much crossover, coaches, players, because these kids are going to play club and they're going to play high school, and, you can't keep the two divided. I think there's a good marriage between the two, right?
I completely agree. I was talking to another coach on campus, and it's sad to see players not play high school because, the year-round clubs and stuff like that. I love the fact that girls can play with other teammates. It's not just, the 12 that you're put on the team with club all year. You get to play with your peers in high school, and just some of the best memories that I had growing up with club and volleyball separate was my classmates and lifelong friendships come from high school volleyball. So, yeah.
There's something to be said about, right, spending the day on campus, going to classes,
yeah,
you know, with your friends, and then being able to compete together in a sport. I mean, that's invaluable. I wonder if coaches are doing enough to get that across. Sounds like you are getting that across to your girls. I wonder if other coaches are getting that message across as well, how important that is for further down in life.
Right, right. And I don't know how that trend changes. You know, like we were talking about tournament levels and how some tournaments 1 year are high competition, and the next year, you know, you just don't have that. And, you know, the ebbs and flows of tournaments, it's the same thing of why trends change. And yeah, I hope and pray that this format continues because it's such a good experience in both avenues.
Yeah, so true. Katie Daly is the head volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School, and she joins us this week here on Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. Speaking of club and high school, and you know, there's so much specialization. Are you of the mindset that, hey, let girls play as many, you know, sports as they can and compete? Or is it important in a sport like volleyball to specialize a little bit because, you know, the competition is so high?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. I don't know if there's a 100% correct answer. You know, back in my day, that you know, you had studs play three sports, and they were three, you know, 4 year lettermans, and you know, they got to play two sports in college. I think the shift has changed to specialization and in focusing on one sport because sports these days are so demanding, not only just on the court. It's specializing in strength training and speed training specific to your sport the other days that you're not in the gym. And it's sad, you know, on one hand, because I definitely appreciate the value of a multi-sport athlete is so great. You know, I just wish there was, you know, three more days in a week that they had time. So
right.
There's no correct answer, and I wish that there were more opportunities for players to play multiple sports.
Well, and let's face it, if a girl wants to compete at a school like Santa Margarita, where, you know, all the competition there is going to be high. I mean, to earn a roster spot at a school like yours and on a team
right.
like yours, it's going to take a lot of dedication and a lot of talent to get there.
You just hope that there's sports the other season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go play softball in the spring
McClure.
If you want to, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Our stud last year, Megan McClure, she played softball, and she was actually a 4 year varsity letterman, and she was a stud on the softball field too. So she had the opportunity to do that and loved that sport as well.
Right. You bring up Megan. Let's talk about her a little bit because, wow, what a player. Well, I mean, the memories I'm sure you have of her coming through your program have got to be great. In the bigger picture, what does a player like that do for a program, you know, long term?
Yeah, I mean, so I had her in clubs in seventh grade. So I got to see her just absolutely grow up and blossom into this just stud athlete, and just a great person too. She's a stud in the classroom too. With, you know, she sets the bar for players to come in these years. And she's the type of player that, you know, her teammates look up to, lower levels, they look up to her, and she's the kind of girl that you want to coach, that you want to be a part of your program. She's just an overall well-rounded human, and I'm so proud of her to watch her reach her dreams at Stanford. And I remember in seventh grade that was said very loudly that, you know, she's going to Stanford. So for her to reach that, it just shows you what kind of work ethic that she has.
Well, and isn't that part of the whole reason why I'm sure you get into coaching and why so many coaches, you know, do get into coaching is to see a girl like that, you know, make her dreams, you know, come true at some point here.
Right, right. Very proud of her. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking with Katie Daly, the head volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School. You know, you mentioned, you know, starting with a girl like Megan in the seventh grade. At what point does a girl have to seriously maybe focus on volleyball if she wants to, you know, be a future Santa Margarita or modern day or Sir or whatever, you know, Rosary, whatever level, you know, the Trinity level is obviously at the top level. But, you know, how young does a girl have to start if she wants to seriously pursue top level volleyball and maybe even play in college one day?
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago, about 5 years ago, first or second year of coaching, I started to notice that about all 70 girls trying out in the summer had played at least 1 to 2 years of club previous to their freshman year. And, you know, I remember back in my day, you know, the freshman, the Frostbath team, it wasn't that, you didn't see those lower levels. All of them have years of experience. This is kind of like their first year, try for their high school team and have fun. But these, with these competitive programs, I mean, any girl trying out, they're really not going to make a team unless they have 1 to 2 years under their belt with club volleyball, which, you know, those multi-sport athletes and stuff like that, it's hard and it's demanding. You know, you see these athletes start at 6 years old now.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's hard. But, you know, they realize at a young age that this is their passion and love. And
yeah, it's so true. And we're going to take a break in just a minute here. But before we get to that, I kind of want to ask you about, you know, every time there's an Olympic year, it seems like there's that more fresh batch of kids who get interested in a sport. Do you see that, too? Do you see when it's Olympic year? And that's coming up pretty soon here for the Summer Olympics. Or they always seem to be around the corner. But do you see that interest level kind of peak when those kind of things happen?
Yeah, I mean, the more volleyball on TV, the better. I mean, you know, like you said, it piques interest and it gets people talking about what a competitive, fun sport it is to watch. You know, we were talking about it with my freshman health class. And they were saying, oh, volleyball was on the other day. And it actually was really cool to watch. And I'm like, yeah, I'm biased because I absolutely love the game. But I think, you know, people who don't know the sport from, you know, anything, that if they watch it, it is exciting and it does pique their interest. And I absolutely love that too. You know, in Southern California, the level of play here is just so high and it's so competitive and it's great.
Yeah, 20, 25 years ago when the AVP Tour, you know, hit television, it was kind of, it opened the eyes of, I think, a lot of people to the sport.
Right, right, right.
We're going to take a quick break here on Catholic Sports View, and when we come back, we will have more with Katie Daly. She's the head volleyball coach at Santa Margarita Catholic High School. Much more when we come back right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Back to Catholic Sports View. My name is Bob Gibson, and we thank you for joining us. We're talking with Katie Daly. She's the head volleyball coach, girls volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School. And coach, where I left off, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the sand game, you know, because sand volleyball, beach volleyball, you know, however you want to term it, has really exploded on the scene in the last 5 to 7 years, I guess. You can really look at it. Is that good for the game?
You know, I had a hard time with the whole separation thinking, well, in the beginning, yeah, it's good. Training is training, especially on sand. You're going to get, you know, those verticals up. You're going to get the speed training. But, yeah, so my final answer is absolutely it's good for the game. It's going to grow the game regardless. But we're now seeing a split where, you know, you have these young girls that their focus is just mainly sand. So we are losing players indoors that will – starting at a young age, they won't even experience the indoor game at all. So it's different. I shouldn't say lose players. We're just going to have a different pool of players just playing indoor, and we won't even see the sand players at a young age because they have sand clubs now that will start, you know, age 8, 9, and 10 under. Their main focus is sand.
And where we've seen, obviously, you know, volleyball as a sport dominated by our area here in Southern California, and obviously so, but we start to see the indoor game kind of grow to the Midwest. Some of the Midwest schools, you know, started to really, you know, build big-time programs. You know, will that help those programs a little more, those that don't have a beach scene, quote-unquote, in the Midwest?
Right, right. So, now, yeah, you're seeing the sand game grow, especially in the college scene and money being offered in those schools, and it's great to see.
We're talking with Katie Daly, the girls volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School. You know, you mentioned a couple of times about your high school experience, and you went to San Clemente High School, CIF Player of the Year in 2001. You won a CIF title that year as well. I have to think, of course, it goes without saying, great memories of your high school days.
I did. And like I said, just lifelong friendships and just a fun experience. I mean, I got married 2 months ago, and I had three girls who were on that CIF championship team standing by me in my wedding. So, you know, I always say to my girls now that it's these lifelong friendships that you'll remember.
Now that you've had, you know, years, you know, to separate from it, and we'll talk about your collegiate career as well, now you've had time to kind of look back at it, do you find that the experience girls are having now playing high school volleyball is similar to what you had?
I'd like to think so. I think it's a little bit more demanding. I will say it's demanding at Santa Margarita. They have, you know, 7 academic classes and we have strength and conditioning right after school for an hour, and then they have 2 hours of practice. So every day they're not getting home until 5:36. You know, I didn't go to a private high school. I went to a public, so I don't know if it changes with that. But, yeah, just the demands, like I said. And I do remember doing strength and conditioning on my off days. So I just think the game has evolved just faster, quicker, stronger. And the girls, you know, need to adapt to that and push themselves to play at the next level.
You know, you didn't just compete in volleyball. You know, you weren't just, you know, another player. I mean, obviously you were a CIF Player of the Year. I mean, that means something. Does that experience help you at all? Does it give you a little more credibility maybe with the players? They know your resume a little bit?
I don't think they do, and I don't think they care. No, I'm kidding. You know, maybe it hurts me a little bit because I'm so competitive. I joke because Monique, my assistant, she was actually CIF Player of the Year as well. She's 2 years older than me. She won it a year or two as well, and she was Player of the Year. And so you have her and myself, and we're very competitive people. So sometimes maybe it hurts us.
Monique Gerlach, you're talking about, right? She was on the 99 state championship team at Santa Margarita. And so, I mean the coaching credentials run deep here with your coaching staff.
Yeah. And we have Taylor Whittingham, my third assistant. She just graduated from USC, so let's add to that resume a little bit.
Hey, you did. It never hurts, right?
Yeah.
You know what it takes to win a championship. You know what it takes as a player to do that. Can you get back into that mindset? Does it help to get back into that mindset as a coach, or is it completely different when you're doing it from a coaching standpoint, trying to get a team to a championship level?
Yeah, it's a completely different mindset and a different environment that you need to kind of put your mind in. And it's difficult. It's difficult because you can't do. You just have to sit back and, you know, you've done all the work and practices and hopefully, you know, all your hard work and education and pushing them will show, you know, when it's time. And, yeah, it's a different type of excitement, too, being a coach and having no control, really, of the outcome of the play.
Is that tough sometimes to not, you know, maybe what you would have done as a player, and then sometimes that's not done. You kind of get that, hey, this is, why don't you know that? I know it, you know, kind of a feeling.
Right. Yeah, well, they say, you know, often good players seldom make great coaches. And I hate that sentence because, but you have to kind of learn almost how to put your player to sleep and to start new, that they don't know what you knew. So you have to teach them. And I'm very big on fundamentals and teaching the small things and, you know, the hard work and then the small fundamentals is going to get you to win those big types of games.
And it's actually an interesting point. We're talking with Katie Daly, the volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School. And I think sometimes why that happens with coaches, my personal opinion, is that a coach as a player has played at such a high level, they sometimes can't relate to maybe players that aren't at that level that they were at once upon a time. You know, you don't face that with the school you're at because, you know, you're talking about, you know, championship level players, kids that have come through top notch, you know, club programs. I mean, you're working with some of the best volleyball players in Southern California.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you a couple. I'm starting out in coaching club volleyball. I think I was a junior in college. I knew I wanted to coach early on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was handed first-year players. I think it was like, you know, the 16-3 team, and they hadn't played. And this was 12 years ago. And I had a very difficult time relaying, you know, how to do things. And I look back at my younger self thinking, oh, my gosh, what, you know, boy, have I grown and, you know, how to relay information and how to allow these players to be the best possibly that they can. It has nothing to do with me. And so it's just giving them the tools and how they can be the best they can be.
Do you feel like you're a better coach today than you were, you know, 6 years ago?
Well, I sure hope so. Yeah, absolutely. It's learning and growing and, you know, learning from your mistakes of, you know, when I raised my voice there, did they change the outcome or did it, you know, they do different. And so, yeah, it's learning and growing and absolutely.
Right. You went on to play collegiate volleyball at Pepperdine. Was that your dream to play collegiately? And then was Pepperdine part of that dream?
Yeah, Pepperdine was a big part of the dream. I had started going to camp there, I think, in eighth grade. Obviously, the campus is beautiful. So fell in love with just a small class size and the team was great and very welcoming, and the location was spot on.
But you can't beat Malibu, right?
Yeah, you can't. No, I tell everyone I've really lived a tough life going from San Clemente to Malibu and right back. So, yeah, it was just a great experience, and that was a goal that I set early on, and overall a great experience.
You know, team captain, all conference, you know, three consecutive years at Pepperdine. You happy with the overall collegiate experience that you had?
Absolutely. And my roommate of 4 years, Brigham Mulligan, she actually played at Mater Dei. It's all in the family. And, I had a great experience. And I think my sophomore year, we finished fifth in the nation. We were, you know, top 25. And it was a competitive program and just very proud to be a Wave.
Did you go right into coaching? You said you wanted to get into coaching. Did you go directly into it? Or, you know, I talked to a lot of coaches who say, well, I kind of did some other things for a while, and then the bug kind of got me again to go back to it.
You know, I started coaching Boys and Girls Club volleyball when I was 15. My mom would drop off, and it was three on three volleyball, underhand serving, with 7-year-olds. And it was my calling, and that, I loved coaching, and I loved being around the sport, and I still do, clearly. But yeah, I started coaching club when I was a sophomore at Pepperdine, at a club over by UCLA, and I would drive 2 hours one way to coach at Sport Shack. And so this is, I think, my 13th or 14th year of club. And yeah, I've always just known that this is what I wanted to do, and it's a big passion of mine.
Right. Obviously, you know, you played at Laguna Beach Volleyball Club, you coach at Laguna Beach Volleyball Club. That's got to feel like home to you.
It is, yeah. Michael, the director, he actually sat with my parents at the wedding. He's definitely like a second father, and yeah, it's all in the family. And I started playing for Michael when I was 7, and I didn't go far.
Wow.
Volleyball is such a great sport because of the people. There's such great people in the sport. Like, I joke that, you know, there's refs who refed us when we were 10. They're still in the industry. And yeah, it's great on the weekends with club and stuff like that to see all these familiar faces that watched you grow up.
Our closing moments with Katie Daly, the head volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School. So give us a little taste of what this season is going to bring. Obviously, you're one of the top teams in the area. We know Mater Dei is always right there. Who are some of the other teams, you know, locally here in Southern California? Because there's plenty of them. There's no shortage of great volleyball programs. Who are some of the others that you're kind of keeping an eye on from a distance?
Yeah, we play Jay Sarah next weekend. They're you know, top 10 in the county. We played Aliso. They're a great team. Who else have we played down here? We played Marymount and MiraCosta the last couple weeks.
Right, always big.
So, yeah. So, and we have a tournament this weekend in Arizona. And then we come back, and next week we have Jay Sarah and Orange Lutheran, which both good teams, and then play in the Torrey Pines tournament next weekend. So very full 2 weeks ahead of us, which I hope my girls are up for it off a big win. And yeah, really looking forward to it. Although last week when they were doing the national anthem and, you know, they announced this was our first game in league, I kind of got teary-eyed because my 11 seniors, I've also had a handful of them since 7th grade.
Wow.
But I thought, oh my gosh, this is the start of the league. It's almost over in my head. So it's very emotional for me for, you know, my little girls. They're all grown up now, so I kind of wanted to slow down.
It's so true, and it goes like that, right? It goes quick.
It really does. They don't believe me when I tell them that, but now that I'm old and, like, don't matter, I'm just kind of like, slow down and just embrace every moment.
That is so true. That's good advice for everybody listening out there. Well, we want to thank you, Katie, for taking a couple of minutes joining us here. We wish you luck, you know, the rest of the season, and the defending champions, go get another championship.
That's our plan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Katie Daly. She's the head volleyball coach at Santa Margarita High School. And we'll have much more right here on Catholic Sports Eve when we come back on Immaculate Heart Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. Bob Gibson along with you, and we're joined by Becky Obinma. She's a senior basketball player at Rosary Academy. And Becky, we thank you for joining us here on Catholic Sports View.
No problem.
We want to talk a little bit about this. We want to relive a little bit about the state and CIF championship from a year ago. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but the breaking news for you, I guess, right now is that you've picked a college that you want to attend after high school. Let everybody know where you're going to be continuing your academic and your athletic career after you leave Rosary.
Well, I will be attending TCU, Texas Christian University, and Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, congratulations. I've seen the picture on the website of you in the purple and white jersey, and it looks good. You feel comfortable being a member of the Horned Frogs?
Oh, yes. I mean, it feels just like home. I love the place. I love the people there. The experience when I went to visit was super nice. That's where I knew I belonged there.
How many schools were on your list? Who else did you have in consideration?
Well, there was LMU, University of Virginia, Santa Barbara, Northridge, a few other schools. Like, I know Cal Berkeley was interested and stuff.
Was it hard to tell those other schools, hey, you know what, I've made a different decision?
It was, actually. New Mexico. New Mexico okay. was probably the hardest, and UCI was the hardest for me to tell. I picked a school and everything. But they understood.
Oh, I'm sure, right? I mean, they know the whole process. They've been through it many times before. Of course, as an athlete, this is the first time you've been under this kind of a process. How was it for you? I mean, obviously, it's got to be flattering that so many schools want you to come and play basketball for them and be a student on their campus. So I would imagine that's a great feeling.
It is, actually. I mean, I'm being able to excel in the sport that I love and also in track, too. So it's just something that I'm very passionate about. And I'm really excited that coaches are actually showing that they know that I have potential to excel in their program as well.
When you went on the campus at TCU, tell us a little bit about the program and the coaching staff over there at TCU.
The coaching staff is phenomenal. I mean, I love Coach Peebley and Coach Hannah. The way they presented the school to me and how they talked about what they expected from me and what I could do for the school and just what the school could do for me really made me feel confident that the TCU was a school for me for sure. And the teammates itself, they sealed the deal too. Like, they were super nice. I love the girls. They were almost like sisters to me. I could relate to them and everything. It was super nice for sure.
Yeah, that's important. You're going to spend your next 4 years at that stop as well. And you mentioned it felt like home. It felt comfortable. I mean, it has to be that way, right? Because anytime you're going to go so far away from home, right, it's got to feel like you're at a second home.
Oh, yes. And my parents loved it as well. They were just like, well, we see you going here and stuff like that, So that really made it a lot better.
Did you talk to Coach Yoon at all? How much did you have, Coach Yoon? Obviously, your parents obviously had a big input in it. But, your coaches here and your teammates, your friends, people in your life, how much did you rely on maybe some of their advice as well?
Oh, actually, I relied on Coach Yoon and also my trainer, Coach Cliff, that he trains for West Coast Premier and stuff like that. But I needed more advice. I wanted to make sure that I got all the resources I can and, asked a lot of questions for sure, because this is where I'm going to be spending the next 4 years of my life. So, I would like to know that it's the best fit and everything. So, yeah, I made sure I asked Coach Yoon and stuff, and he was like, just take the visit, because at first I was really just going to visit New Mexico and just seal the deal from there. But, this is my first experience, so they were just like, we want you to explore more and see what other schools have to offer as well. So when I visited TCU, I was just like, I fell in love with everything about it.
Yeah, no, that's great. Becky Obinma joining us, Rosary senior basketball player, going to finish out her last season here at Rosary, and then move on to Texas Christian University next year. You start getting letters, I'm sure. You start getting interest. Schools, start showing their interest in you. I imagine, is it a little overwhelming? I mean, at some point, how much research goes into finding out which schools you actually want to seriously consider?
A lot, actually. I mean, when it comes to academics and stuff like that, you would want to know the schools that have your major and everything. Mm-hmm. And, the little things like weather and the campus, stuff like that does matter to people and everything. So you would want to know what suits you best.
Yeah, I mean, so true. Like we said, it's got to feel like home. So
a lot of research.
When you look back at it, obviously you've got a senior year to concentrate on now, and I know that's what you're looking forward to. But what a special year that was a year ago. That's got to hold a special place, and it's got to have some special memories. Right now, even that you're still thinking about.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the excitement is still here. All the love and support that we got from winning and stuff like that. The journey there, it did take a lot. I mean, we started off to, not doing so well and, just being average to the point where we're doing super good, actually being ranked like 34 in the nation or California, I believe. But, we worked really hard for that. And the team we had last year was phenomenal. I loved everybody, Ali, Taya, Camille. They're a huge part of our team, and they did help us lead us to victory and stuff. So this is a big deal for Rosary. I mean, especially this was our first time winning state.
Yeah.
It did make a huge impact on everybody, and it was a positive one too.
I remember I came out and talked with you and Coach Yoon right before you guys made your playoff run, I think, is when I came out to the school last season. And I could just see the confidence in you guys. You know, you, the way you talked about, you know, going into the playoffs, just the confidence you guys had. Could you feel it at that point that, as you mentioned, you know, you guys were getting better and better as the season went on? Could you feel like, hey, this has a chance to be really a really special run through the postseason?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, I felt it.
And then you went on to win the CIF title, which I guess surprised some people. I don't think it surprised you guys at all. You know, the so-called experts out there who, you know, were, you know, I guess we're all used to seeing, you know, Mater Dei and Brea and all those schools and Troy kind of go through and win championships. And Rosaries has not been at the top of the heap in a little while. But, you know, after the CIF championship win, was it just a natural to say, hey, let's go win a state title as well?
Yeah, I mean, that was a mindset. We were already up there, so we were just like, let's keep competing.
What were the things Coach Yoon was kind of talking to you guys about? Because he had been through it before. He had won a title, 10, 15 years ago prior or whatever it was, you know, a while back. He had won a CIF title there at Rosary, but it had been a while.
It has actually, but I mean, he was, we were still practicing just as hard as we was in the beginning of the season, and he didn't want us to just, you know, be laid back and, you know, saying, oh, we won this, but it's just, we need to keep working. We want to get better. We want to be. We want to be the best. That was basically the mindset we had. So, which was really good, and which definitely pushed each and every one of us to work harder in the practices and everything, push each other. So when it came to going in the games, it wouldn't be as difficult, you know?
Yeah. Becky Obinma joining us, Rosary Royals, star player, the 2AA Player of the Year last season as a junior, and the inaugural winner of the John Wooden Award. They're giving out to female basketball players now. They're getting, you know, the boys basketball player. Now the girls are getting the awards as well. Does that kind of feel nice? You know, the girls are starting to get the respect that the boys are getting too. That's long overdue.
It is. It is. I mean, now that we're getting recognized and, you know, having the same, just the recognition is nice as well. And because we work just as hard, mm-hmm. we deserve the recognition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you're 100% correct.
Yeah. So I thought it was really nice, and the experience was great. I loved it. It was super fun. I mean, I was able to see players, phenomenal players that I haven't seen before. And I met some new friends as well. Also being able to go to like the college part too. So we were able to see like Kelsey Plum, LaMelo and everybody. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, Kelsey Plum, there's a player, you know, obviously one of the great, you know, girls basketball players going right now from down in the San Diego area.
Oh, yeah.
It's your senior season now. Obviously, you had such a great run your junior year, but you get to come back and try to do it again. You think you guys can make another run like you did last year?
I think we might be able to, actually. I mean, we just had a tournament currently last week, and we are looking better and better every time, because from summer, we were just like, you know, doing all right. Then this tournament that we recently just had, we won 3 games and we lost the last one. But I mean, it was due to, you know, Kate getting hurt. But it was, we all played well. We played as a team. We were able to do stuff that we weren't able to do in the summer. So it's all progressing. We're just getting better and better. And I mean, who knows when, you know, next month or the month after comes, we stay getting better. So we are just progressing. And I think that our team will, we should be able to get there.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, obviously you had a leadership role a year ago, but now as a senior, I mean, really, this is your team, right? I mean, this is the time where you step forward and you're going to lead the team as a senior captain, I would imagine, this year.
Yes, on and off the court, actually, as well. So, I mean, now that I'm a senior, it's more of a responsibility for me to, you know, take leadership, especially on the court, because, you know, we have a very young team. So, I mean, being able to be the leader and just telling them, you know, to calm down, and when we're rushing, to take it easy, that we just need that leader on the court. I mean, Allison Lee was a great leader as well, and so was Tracy Santos. So I believe all three of us will be captain, so that's the goal.
Yeah, obviously it's probably at this point, it seems like it's been a quick 4 years for you at Rosary, right? Has it been a fun ride the whole 4 years?
Well, I've been here since sophomore year, but...
Oh, okay, so three out of the 4 years.
Yes. But it's been a very great 3 years. I loved every single part of it.
Well, we know the 2 year. We know last year was a great year, and we expect this year to be another great year for you as well. We're looking forward to seeing what the Royals do once basketball season rolls around. Becky, we want to thank you. We want to wish you luck at TCU, and we're definitely going to catch up with you again as we head towards basketball season in about a month here.
For sure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. That's Becky Obinma, Rosary Royals starting center, the defending CIF and state champion, and, of course, the player of the year from last year as well. Much more right here on Catholic Sports Here. We're going to keep it right out at Rosary as we talk to Bianca Becerra, Sandout water polo player, when we come back right here on Immaculate Heart Radio.
If you or someone you know has gone through the pain of divorce, you know how overwhelming it can be. At the Diocese of Orange, we want to be a resource of hope in your time of need. Join us Saturday, November 4th on the campus of Christ's Cathedral, Garden Grove, for a conference called Divorce, the Catholic Community Creating Bridges of Hope. Cost is $50 per person or $40 per person for groups of two or more. For more info, call 714-282-6001 or visit the Facebook page OC Pastoral Care. Sponsored by the Dioceses of Orange and San Bernardino.
Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove opens their second concert series with French organist Johann Vexo on Monday, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. Then on Friday, October 27th at 7:30, early music ensemble Stile Antico from London performs music of the Renaissance. Tickets at the door or online at ChristCathedralMusic.org. Also, don't miss Christmas at the Cathedral and the De Angelis Vocal Ensemble later this season.
Back to Catholic Sports View as we finish off our show this week. We keep our attention out at Rosary Academy, and we're going to welcome in freshman water polo player Bianca Becerra. Bianca, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us here on Catholic Sports View.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, I'd love to talk water polo because I think it's such a great sport, and of course, you know, girls water polo really has been on the scene for a while now, and it's been one of the top sports, especially in the Trinity League, as you know, and I know a big honor for you that you've been chosen to play in the Junior Olympic All-American team. I mean, how did you get even considered for that?
Oh, thank you so much. It was just a lot of hard work with teammates. I mean, I couldn't do it at all by myself, not even close. I mean, all the coaches and all the teammates that were there since the beginning when I first started, and then going to like all the JO tournaments that are nationwide, and then in the end, like, performing well with the team and then being able to be, like, selected and, like, set apart from everyone else along with other teammates is just an honor, and I'm so grateful for everyone that's been there with me.
Now, you know, we just talked to Becky Obinma in our previous segment. She's a senior, obviously, at Rosary, and you're just starting your freshman year at Rosary, so you're just starting your high school career, but all these honors are already starting to come your way. How long have you been playing water polo?
I've been playing since I was about five. I started swimming first, and then our club has swimming and water polo, so the coach, our water polo coach, Gabriel Martinez, is always, like, trying to recruit girls from the swim team, so he recruited me, and then I just fell in love, like, from day one, in love with the sport, and I've just been playing ever since.
Now, obviously, anybody who's played water polo, I don't have to tell this to, but for those who don't know, it's such a physically demanding sport. I mean, you know, there's nobody out of shape that plays water polo. It's one of the best workouts that anybody can ever have. I mean, you're literally exhausted at the end of a water polo match, but that's part of the fun of it, right?
Yeah, it's just so fun going out there and competing with your teammates and having fun, and also, I mean, getting that workout in. I mean, I don't think I would eat as much if I didn't play water polo, but I get to eat as much as I do because I play water polo, so I burn everything off.
It's so true. From a couple of years back, we saw the diet that Michael Phelps has, right? I mean, just thousands of calories did you burn off in swimming and water polo. It's so true. Bianca Becerra joining us from Rosary Academy. She's been chosen to the Junior Olympic All-American squad. That's the 14 and under girls All-Americans for 2017. When did you first kind of realize, hey, I'm pretty good at this sport?
I think it just came with, like, getting better, like, every year and being pushed harder every practice and realizing that, okay, when you make a mistake, you gotta just let it go and then keep working harder, and you can never slack off. And, I mean, as you get older and as you get more experienced, like, you kind of start, like, getting to know the sport better and getting to know, like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then you get, like, a little bit more confident, and you just, like, know, and you're not as nervous anymore.
Right. Now, what position do you play? I didn't get that on the list here.
It's just like a utility or like an attacker.
Okay. All right. So you like scoring.
Yeah.
You know, now that you've started your high school career, you know, how much are you looking forward to playing high school polo?
Oh, I'm so excited. The team here is so nice, and everyone is so just, the welcome was so good. The coaching staff is amazing. I came in with another girl from my club team, or two other girls, I'm sorry, from my club team, and we were so excited because we were going to carpool together, and so the practices and everything have been so fun, and the, like, transition from straight club all the time to high school and club was so smooth, and I'm so fortunate to be with this group of girls and this coaching staff.
Now, you know, you have a teammate that's also on your club team that's also named Bianca that made the Junior All-American team as well?
Yeah.
So two Biancas, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be cool to have somebody. Yeah, I know, you know the Laguna Beach team has a couple of the players as well, and I'm sure you know all these other players from tournaments and playing against them and stuff, but that's got to be nice to have a teammate as well that made the squad as well with you.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We get along really well. She's a good friend of mine.
That's good. Bianca Becerra joining us, Rosary Royals freshman water polo player, and she's also been chosen to play on the Junior Olympic All-American team, 14 and under girls All-American team. Why Rosary? Why'd you choose Rosary?
Rosary was just the best fit all around academic-wise, and the water polo team is really strong. And I don't know, I came to Shadow one day, and I spent a little bit of time with the girls, and I just, like, felt this click, and I knew that it was going to be, like, a good experience, and so far I couldn't ask for a better experience.
Obviously, you have goals in mind to, you know, probably win CIF titles and whatever in high school, but I would imagine that once you've been identified as a, you know, top player in your age group, you know, across the country, you know, now you have to start thinking, hey, maybe this water polo thing can go even bigger, maybe even thoughts of the Olympics someday, right?
Hopefully, Lord willing.
Bianca Becerra joining us this week on Catholic Sports View. When you're in the middle of your workouts and you're working towards this, you know, give us a sense of what your workouts are like and what you have to go through on a daily basis to stay at the level that you're at.
We do some weight training three times a week and outside of the water. And then inside of the water, we swim and we use, like, parachutes and bungees to help us, like, with our endurance and to help us get stronger in the water as well. And then we also, like, run a lot of, like, front courts, and we do a lot of, like, drills to, like, get us in, like, game situations. And that's all, like, put into, like, a package and delivered on the game day.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything together, like, all of the weight training, all the swimming, and we have to remember that when we're pushing ourselves during practice, deliver it, I guess, like I said, during the game and excel. Perform.
Yeah. Now, how much of a commitment is the Junior Olympic All-American team? How much of a commitment away from high school polo is it to be part of that team?
It's, I mean, actually, you have to know that what you're working for isn't for yourself. It's for your team. When you're out there playing, you have to remember that it's never about you. You have to just focus and push yourself and push your teammates and all come together as a, like, family so that we can, like, perform during the big tournament when there's, like, a lot of spectators that are going to be watching you and that are going to, like, try to look out for you and see how you play.
Right. Now, was there a tryout for this team, or were you just chosen from among the people that were nominated?
For the All-American?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I didn't have to try out, but you're just chosen.
Okay. What kind of conversations have you had with the coach for the national team, and how much are you going to have to be away from your high school team to participate in that with that team?
It's not very, like, a team that you're going to go out and compete with. It's just, like, I guess an award, you can say. But I've got this award ever, like, played as a team.
Okay. So, obviously, you're nominated for this team, and the players are chosen. So, obviously, your coaches, your club coaches, nominated you to be part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the club coaches make the selection for the team, and then you get picked by, I guess, USA Water Polo. But it's not like an actual team that you go out and play with. It's just, like, I guess, a team. I've gotten this award before, but I've never played, like, on a like on a team with the people that got chosen.
Right. So to be on there with a teammate really means something extra special then, right?
Yeah, I would. Just give me a little bit more comfort being with someone that I know than...
No, I would imagine you know a lot of the other girls that were chosen as well, right? I mean, you've played club against them and stuff, so you know these other girls that were on the that were chosen on this team as well, correct?
Yeah, it would be kind of different, though, playing with them rather than playing against them. Because usually you're set out, like, to beat them and, like, to know their weaknesses and try to beat that, but now you have to know their strengths and work with their strengths.
That might be kind of fun, though, right? If they're actually, if you guys are able to compete as this team and get in the pool, that might be kind of fun to see that team compete out there.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be kind of interesting how it would all work out.
It'd be a really good all-star team, that's for sure. Bianca Becerra, Rosary Royals, a freshman water polo player and chosen as a member of the Junior Olympic All-American team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. 8 different young ladies chosen as members of the 14 and under girls All-American team. So I would imagine as you head towards the beginning of what's your high school water polo career is now, you're looking forward to getting in that tough Trinity League and competing against some of these other top players.
Yeah, the Trinity League is one of the best leagues in California, and to be able to play against those teams is pretty cool, and we're just ready. We're all ready to go out and see all our hard work be put to the test and see how we perform.
Well, Bianca, we want to wish you luck as you embark on the beginning of your high school career, and we're going to keep tabs on this Rosary water polo team, and hopefully you guys have a great season.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, that's Bianca Becerra, freshman water polo standout with the Rosary Royals. And that'll wrap up our show this week right here on Catholic Sports View. I want to thank all of our guests this week, and if you'd like to listen in one more time, you can go to OCCatholic.com/radio, and you can find all of our shows archived right there on the page. Just click right on the Catholic Sports View icon. I am Bob Gibson. We thank you for joining us right here on Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith on Immaculate Heart Radio.
Hi, this is Rick Howick from Orange County Catholic Radio. It is my privilege and pleasure to come to you each week from beautiful Garden Grove, California at the Christ Cathedral. And I'd also like to extend to you an invitation that if you know of someone who would make a great guest for our show, to drop us an email and we'll try to get your suggested person on the air. That would be at newscalendar@rcbo.org. That's newscalendar@rcbo.org. And we'll catch up to you next time on Orange County Catholic Radio.
The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com. The Diocese of Orange is excited to announce our new online store. The Orange County Catholic Bookstore has thousands of Catholic product offerings, from prayer cards to crucifixes, statues, and icons. Whether you're searching for that special devotional gift, products, or books that support your personal faith journey, or a beautiful image or statue for your home or business, please visit store.occatholic.com. Proceeds from purchases help to sustain the social outreach, educational, and pastoral ministry of the Diocese of Orange.